The United States is experiencing an epidemic of loneliness. A report from the U.S. Surgeon General says about half of adults claim they've experienced loneliness.
So for some advice on how to make friends, we turn to some young experts.
I make friends by sitting next to them at lunch or in a class.
It's a little hard and a little easy. You could play with them or they can play with you. So you should ask them nicely.
Try to be nice. Because usually people don't want to be your friends if you're mean to them.
Oh, that's Liliana Beckwith, Colin Sadusky, and Liliana's brother, Owen Beckwith. The fear of rejection sometimes holds people back from making friends.
When you assume people like you, you are friendlier, you are warmer, you're more open, you take more initiative.
That is University of Maryland psychologist Marissa Franco. She's the author of Platonic, How the Science of Attachment Can Help You Make and Keep Friends. And she says, paying attention to people can help you connect with them.
If you're just like present and you're just like interested in people, like that's enough. You don't have to charm people.
Having someone to confide in can also affect the way your body deals with stressful situations. Research shows strong social connections can reduce the risk of heart disease, dementia, and improve your overall well-being.
Yeah, just ask 4-year-old Edith Winsek.
When I'm with my friends, it makes me feel happy.
Okay, so you don't have any trouble making friends, am I right?
Oh, no, I do, because I don't want any new friends. I describe myself as friendly, not social. So in order to make new friends, you kind of have to be social. I don't want to do that.
Can I be your friend?
I thought we were. What do you?
I was just checking.
I have to audition now?
I was just checking. I was just making sure.
Oh,
because, you know, we're both nice.